So, as you may or may not know, I'm a really manly man. Like, I embody manliness.
I don't know about that.
Are you giving me the... What do you mean? You don't think I'm a manly dude?
I don't think you're... I wouldn't say manly. You're not feminine at all. I don't think you're a feminine guy by any means, but I don't think you're who I think of when I think, like, a manly man. Just, you know.
How about I'm the manliest guy on the show?
I would say yes to that.
No, I disagree.
What?
I completely disagree.
You think you're more manly than Joe?
I think so, yes.
You need to live? What?
How is this? Explain.
Joe, you cry at This Is Us every week. It's not a problem. No, that's like good.
Nothing wrong with crying, Liv. I don't know what happened 10 years ago when I lost my dad. I never cried before then, and I wasn't a hard ass, but I do cry. I cry at a lot of stuff, but I think real men cry.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, personally, I think it's a turn on when guys cry, so I guess I'm the wrong person to ask. But I would say that producer MYK,
I guess I watched The Bachelor, huh?
You're also like, love Miley Cyrus. Like, when I think about things about you, I'm like, that isn't manly. I mean...
Well, it's up in the air. It's up for debate.
All right. Well, let's see here. Neither one of us are super manly, but I like to think that I can kind of carry myself well. But there's one situation where I find myself in every freaking time, and I panic, and I freak out. And this happened yesterday. I went to go get my oil changed in my car, and when I do that, it's like, okay, I'll just take your standard service. It's like $39. They change the oil, top everything off. Just your basic of basic. You know, I don't need anything
special.
Why
do you even need an oil change when you just got a brand new car? Like, you shouldn't be needing one already, right?
No,
that's weird to me.
It was due for one. Because you get them like every 5,000 miles or so.
Okay.
So I went and I did that.
Seems like that right there was a fib. Trying to get you to spend money on an oil change you didn't need. I don't know.
You do. Like, how often do you change your oil?
I mean, when I'm supposed to, but that just seems weird to me. You just got the car.
Yeah, but it wasn't brand new off the lot. It was a couple of years old.
I thought it was brand new.
No. It just looks really nice because it got a wax job.
Oh, brother.
So anyways, I'm in the oil change place and they're doing it and they're just talking all professionally to me. I'm just like, oh my God, I feel like this is like a really professional oil change place compared to like Bubba. Come on in here, man. I'm going to get your drip pan, get you some oil.
See, the Bubbas, though, in the world are the best because they usually do cut you the best deals. If you go to like a backwoods guy, like he has a business out of his house where he changes oil, those are the guys to go to around here.
I need to find one that does a good job because I don't know like any family place. So
yeah, if you know a Bubba, let us know at Joan Alex Show on Twitter.
This chain place that I went to that does a lot of oil changes. I go there and they bring up on a screen, they have all my information and they're showing me everything they're going to do before they actually do it. So we started at $39.95 and I found a coupon for like $5 off. Okay, so I'm like, all right, cool. We're doing good. I'm going to get my oil changed. This is going great. That's the actual oil.
That's absolutely the most vile, disgusting sound effect I've ever heard.
Well, that's what oil sounds like. So we look at the screen, but then he's like, oh, he starts showing me all these things. He's like, here's your air filter. And I look at it and I'm like, well, it's not brand new, but it doesn't look like really bad.
Listen,
I'm so bad at judging them.
I've had my car for, I don't know, 4 years now. And since I got it, they've been telling me to change the air filter and I'm still alive. So
well, you never changed it.
You should change it by now.
Because it's outrageously expensive. No.
No, but you do need to change
your
air filter.
I think it's like $14.
I prefer to breathe in the fart of
but
my car.
But it's actually for your car, though, like to bring in the oxygen for the engine and stuff.
Somebody wants to do it for free, and they can do a BMW. See, that's the problem with mine, is everything costs an arm and a leg.
Oh,
so, like, I always wait last minute to do things because it's so outrageous.
You speak a different language.
Oh. No, literally.
I totally forgot. Yeah,
you know what they do?
Air filter's probably like $3,000.
With my type of car, the dealer will refuse to work on it if there becomes a problem. If I take it anywhere else, they use it against you. So if I do go get a cheaper oil change somewhere else or something, then they'll be like, did you go somewhere else? Well, we're not going to touch your car now. It's like they get you. And
that's
so
like a relationship, right?
Yeah.
Did you get touched somewhere else?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
It's an abusive one. They're very controlling.
So I can't go anywhere cheaper. So when it comes to like air filters and stuff, I'm like, I wait till it's like my car catches on fire. Then maybe I'll consider it.
So no backwoods Bubba for you?
No backward. I can't do the backwoods Bubba, even though I would love to.
317-239-1009. Here's my question. So it's $39.95 and I get this coupon, but then he starts pushing all these buttons. He's like, well, I got you an air filter here. We can do this. You probably should go with the good synthetic oil or something. I don't know. He wanted to upgrade the oil.
You don't need a synthetic oil for your car. I have to use synthetic oil for my car. That's insane. No, that's not right.
I love you, but I don't take any car advice from you.
I know. Okay, I do know a little something about cars because growing up, my dad is like a Mopar guy, and he has restored cars and stuff my whole life. So I've seen him like bring home like Dodge Dusters, Dodge Darts, a 70 Barracuda, a Buick Barracuda. Grand National. I actually know a lot about cars. I actually, even though I'm such a girly girl, I love cars and know a little bit about them. And I'm telling you that your SUV does not need to have synthetic oil. That right there, what they were doing was just adding on crap you
Alex,
didn't need.
The price went from $39 to $112.
And did you pay the $112?
Hell no.
So you said no, you only paid the $39?
I said no to everything. And when I do, I'm like, oh no, I'll just do the basic. And they're like, okay. Like as if like, well, when your car catches on fire when you leave, it's because you didn't do what we suggested to do. And I get everything is sales and you want to upsell and that's how you make the money. I'm not an idiot. I mean, I work at a job where we get endorsements and we do stuff like that to make money. I totally get commercials, but come on.
So is it unmanly that you don't know your way around a car?
Do other guys have the same problem? Like ladies, are your boyfriends like babies? Now, MYK, you don't have a car, but you used to back in the day.
Yeah, sometimes you get the things done. I mean, if you say no, then you watch them. Otherwise, they're going to unscrew something. Yeah, there you go. Oh, unscrew something that you
That's
might need.
That's scary.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Mitchell.
Mitchell, do you work at like an oil change place? Are you a mechanic?
Yeah, I work at a Chevrolet dealership.
All right. Now, obviously, I'm sure you have a good dealership there, but am I, like, not manly at all? Is this common for guys to have this fear or misunderstanding?
Honestly, the way the business has expanded over the years from older cars to newer, it's gotten overwhelming for everybody. So I wouldn't say that your masculinity is in question, I guess, but, you know, it happens to everybody, and you really just need to find a place that can explain what's going on with your car to you, the way you understand it fully, that way you can make the correct decision to repair your vehicle how you want.
Now, this is something dumb. I know that I don't need any more blinker fluid, but with a car...
Okay, what? That's not a real thing.
With a car, though, is this a real thing, though? I'm wondering, is there something really called brake fluid? Like, do vehicles have brake fluid?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, he said my brake fluid was a little low, so can I top that off, or do I have to go somewhere to do that?
Well, you can, obviously. You can do it by yourself. You just open the hood and look at the cap, go to a parts store. Even if you walk to, an AutoZone or go somewhere, they'll, put it in for you, I guess.
My dad can do that for you. And Tammy just tweeted,
okay,
it's definitely no synthetic oil in an SUV. Add your name. So, yeah, I know I'm right about that. That is totally an add-on that you don't need.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Chelsea.
Chelsea.
I know viewers have already said, but definitely no synthetic oil. But my dad was a mechanic growing up, and I can hear this, in my sleep, in my dad's gruffly voice. An hour, a dollar spent of preventative care is worth hundreds later on. And I hear what he's saying, but I drive my car, into the ground. But you don't need synthetic oil. Brake fluid's probably a good idea. Don't let them upsell you, and find a mechanic that speaks to you in a language that makes sense to you and doesn't make you feel condescended.
It was $112 what they wanted to charge
that's
me.
That's crazy. That's crazy, crazy ridiculous.
To be
I have
fair,
never
though,
paid more than $60 for an oil change tune-up in my life.
To be I'm fair, gonna, though, they offered me coffee for free.
The number one type of business that I absolutely cannot stand and how people run it are oil change places, because they really do. It's like they make a living off scamming people, and I absolutely cannot stand that. I don't understand. It's like everything is fake news with them. Like, there's no reason that you needed to spend over $100 when it should have only cost under 40. That is absolutely crazy. And I just think, how can you live with yourself at night scamming good, hardworking American people out of their money like that?
I don't know, but they do it no problem.
It's terrible.
And they seem so nice about it. Like, look, we really care about, sorry, Joe, your car is going to disintegrate.
No, see, this is nuts. Someone that owns a really good family-owned Christian business for oil changes, please call us. Let's get Joe set
Hold
up.
On, regardless of your religious denomination.
Yeah, I know,
right?
I'm just kidding.
It says
I'm
in
just
the
kidding.
Bible that Jesus took oil and he broke it down.
He turned oil into wine.
He did.
Drink this.
This is my
oil,
which
will lubricate
your body.
Obviously, it doesn't matter your religion. I'm just being funny. But seriously, though, if you are somebody that you work in the oil changing mechanic business, whatever you call that, and you know that you treat your customers better than that, and you always are honest with them, well, call us and talk to us, or tweet
us. Do you want to keep on talking about this?
I do. It's interesting to me.
Okay.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.